bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon on a Friday. 4 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Always want to remind you to stream and watch us live on YouTube. Let me see who's there right now. Like Kwanda. And who else is there? Sincere Ronnie Ray Real, Willie. Everybody's hanging out. SC just joined in, and then that other person who's been incognito for the last, you know, maybe one day this week. It's not really a city girl. What's going on? How's everybody? Study hall has begun. Why? Because it's pop-off Friday, and you know what that means. Hey, what's up, Dimitri? I'm doing good. So I just saw something that says, did you take biology or anything or any type of something that taught you about the body?
In college or high school?
High school, college, any time in your life.
I believe so. I can't remember the name of the course, but I definitely did in college.
You got like basic science and, you know, like
anatomy,
your body,
yes.
And cells and, you know, as you grow older and you die, you know, you get all that in your skin. And so I one of the things that popped to my mind is that I would take off my shirt at night, and if I wear a dark T-shirt, I'm into the T-shirt that matches your shirt. So I got a bunch of blue T-shirts and a bunch of black T-shirts. I don't have anything brown because I saw brown on my skin color. It makes me look like a giant mound of poop. So I stay away from brown. And so I would take my shirt off, and inside I would see, like, is that skin, like, dead flex? You know, like, you're getting old. It's like dandruff, right? You're getting older, and as you age, whether you're 10 years old or 50 years old or 100 years old, your skin flakes, right? Organic being. That's what happens. But I'm looking at this WISN that said a bridge is losing steel. And I'm like, well, is it flaking off? How do you lose steel? Is steel alive? Is it organic? I don't think so. Well, Nick Boris was standing outside the 16th Street Bridge. And I don't know if you know, the 16th Street Bridge is closed to traffic for possible repairs. There ain't nothing possible about it. 16th Street Bridge is to be immediately closed, for everybody to know who on the north side or south side. That's according to Milwaukee's Department of Public Works, as an inspection conducted today showed it may be in need of repair. Maybe. Part of the northern part of the 16th Street Viaduct over Menominee River was already closed. And due to the bridge elements inspected today, yesterday, being on the southern part of the viaduct, DPW says the entire bridge will be closed. The closure will be impacted at 16th Street and Pierce at the bottom of the Viaduct Ranch. Pierce Street will be accessible, but closure is expected by morning rush hour today. So people have been figuring out how to get to the north side or downtown, and they have to go all the way east or all the way west. Well, how far west do you have to go? Well, you can't go to 27th Street. Why? Because UrbanMilwaukee.com has a great story. The other one was from CBS 58. Urban Milwaukee says a key north-south artery will soon be closed to traffic for a year. 27th Street Bridge spanning the Menominee Valley will be closed starting spring 2026. It's being reconstructed. It's part of a $1.75 billion widening of Interstate 94. In a recent newsletter, Wisconsin DOT said the 27th Street Bridge will be closed long-term while it's constructed, and they expect construction to be completed by early 2027. Have we ever had a project that was on time? No. And if we're expanding I-94 into four lanes each direction, that's going to take 7 years. 35th Street Bridge will also be rebuilt during the interstate project, but they're waiting until the 27th Street Bridge is finished for close or before closing it for construction, preserving transportation across the Menominee Valley. So they told everybody to do what? Take the 16th Street Viaduct. Well, you can't take the 16th Street Viaduct because 16th Street Viaduct is closed. And you know, they said, well, we're going to check it. Well, you know, they're going to keep checking and keep checking and keep checking. Then they're going to start repairs. It's winter time till at least through February, early March. Then you got rain and snow. And in Wisconsin, we already know that it has actually snowed in May. So let me get this right. Sometime over the next 2 to 3 years, 16th Street will be closed, 27th Street will be closed, and 35th Street will be closed. And that puts everybody on 175, which is the equivalent of like 43rd Street. What are we doing? We're literally shutting the entire city down. And what happens in January 2026? Well, I know what I'll do. I'll take the bus. Well, wait a minute. We're cutting routes on the bus. So that's not going to work. So then what do we do? So the bus is too expensive. A car is going to take you too long. Gas is too expensive. So what do we do? And by the way, on a side note, I put my car in the garage and took my daughter's old car, the Toyota Corolla. And I said, I told y'all before, it costs like $22. My car, on a good day, when gas is under a certain amount, cost me a whole $60 to fill up the tank. Her car cost me $22. But it won't matter because I can't get anywhere to the south side. So y'all better open up some stores, open up some grocery stores or something, because this is starting to be ridiculous. And there's nobody to complain to. Politicians got their head in the sand. Nobody's telling anybody, hey, this is what's happening. And so as you go, every alternate route you go to take is going to be closed. So then everybody's going to be on all the other viaducts, 27th and 35th Street, until 27th Street closes. Will they be done with 16th Street? I don't know. I know right now Milwaukee is not the ideal place to be. I ought to think about going away for the – I see why snowbirds leave now. They don't want to put up with this nonsense. We actually are going to close every single north side. Well, let me think. You'd have to take 1st Street. Well, you could take 6th Street. 6th Street and 1st Street. And 1st Street turns into a couple other – that's crazy. That's crazy. That makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. The timing of it, construction is never on time. It's rarely on time. They rarely finish on time. But to tell me that the 16th Street Viaduct is losing steel, where is it going? Like, where is it going? Is it melting? Is the Wicked Witch of the West that are making it melt? Like, I don't really understand. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017. Where would you drive? I wouldn't even drive. Can you get a helicopter? Like, if I had a helicopter or a flying car right now, I would probably make $1 million in a month. What are you doing? Oh, I'm just shuttling people from north to south, back and forth, back and forth. Think about the Uber drivers that are going to lose money. And I'd never take a taxi because the taxi ticks, right? The longer you stay in the taxi, it just ticks, ticks. So my Uber ride might cost me like $30 and my taxi is going to cost me like $80. The bus isn't running because I don't have enough money because the bus fare went up. We got less bus routes. What are we doing? Does anybody talk to anybody? Where is the Department of City Development? Why aren't we hearing about this day in and day out? It should be all over the news. It should be, hey, these are the things that are going to be happening. These are the exact dates. This is exact time. You got everybody's email anyway. Just tell people you need to sign up here, and we're going to tell you where. Makes absolutely no sense. 16th Street, 27th Street, then 35th Street. Soon they're going to close down Miller Parkway. They'll come up with something. So you'll have to drive to Wauwatosa to get into Milwaukee. You'll have to drive through West Milwaukee to get into it. It makes absolutely no sense. So over the next 7 or 8 years, what are the two words I never want to hear? Words I'm going to get tired of hearing? Especially the signs I'm going to be looking at. Two words that I never want to hear again for the rest of my life. Road closed.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. You ready to level up your mindset, your money, and your future? Join Coach Erica Odom, real estate investor, successful coach, published author on The Journey with Coach Erica. Each month, Coach Erica shares real strategies, proven tips, and mindset shifts you need to reach your goals. Tune in this Tuesday, 6 p.m. for a powerful discussion on the topic of finances and turning your passion into profit. Coach Erica will be joined by Josh Murphy, owner of Raw Lifestyle and real estate investor, and Sherelle Edwards. That's On the Journey with Coach Erica, live on next Tuesday on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Make sure you check it out. All right. 833-212-1017 is the number. Melody said, is this infrastructure neglect? God, yes. But you realize all these things were built in the 1960s. They've got to be, what, 50, 60, 70 years old? She said not only downtown bus stops get shoveled and salted, Milwaukee County says city job and businesses, good luck with that. Businesses suffer big time on these routes also. Road closed and no clear detour. Locust Street project was like that. Yeah, it was. So Locust Street had a big, I'm driving up the street, minding my own business, headed eastbound, and they got a big sign up that said road closed. I'm like, where did this come from? So when I turn off the road, 27th Street has construction. I'm like, okay. And it's wintertime. And so when they're not working, the signs are just sitting there. There's nobody working, and it's one lane. I don't understand. I don't get it. We are in for a world of hurt over the next few years. We are going to be crying because we can't get where we want. So, well, all you got to do is add, what, an hour to everything you do? Oh, it's a 10-minute ride. No, make it an hour and 10 minutes because you're going to be waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. 833-212-1017 is the number, 20 minutes after the hour. Hey, did you hear about the pipe bomber guy that they caught? So CNN went on the air talking about how it's a, you know, they say it's a 30-year-old man caught. It's a white guy, 30 years old. And they're going on and on and on, only to find out that, well, the January 6th pipe bomber who put a pipe bomb at the Democratic headquarters and the Republican headquarters in Washington, D.C., 30-year-old white guy? No. It was actually a black guy. And they got a picture of him, right? They found the nicest picture they can find. Shirt, tie, jacket, glasses, looking all academic. During interviews with the FBI from CNN.com, the suspect arrested in the pipe bomb probe told investigators he believes that the 2020 election was stolen, providing the first indication of a possible motive for the bombs placed near the DNC and RNC headquarters. People briefed on the matter told CNN. Brian Cole Jr., black guy, spent hours with FBI investigators, made multiple statements. Sources say Don Bongino, deputy director of the FBI, told Fox News on yesterday that the FBI had interviewed the suspect at length but didn't elaborate. Of course, FBI and Justice Department declined to comment on the story, but appearing on ABC News, D.C. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro said today that Cole was disappointed with both sides of the system. She said he was disappointed in various aspects of the election, but this guy was an equal opportunity bomber. He put a bomb outside Republican National Committee, Democratic National Committee, and he was disappointed to a great deal in the system, both sides of the system. But she added, for me as a prosecutor, my job is to prove what his intent was in placing those bombs and what he intended to do and what we can prove and not prove. Does anybody know about this guy, Brian Cole Jr.? He was arrested at home where he lives with who? His parents. For me, that says enough. When they took him to court, six members of his family came to the hearing, visibly emotional, even standing up at various points. And they shouted to Cole, "We love you, Brian. We're here for you, baby. And you can visit him. You can visit him in detention, and you can visit him in federal prison." So here's my question. Here's my question. Because other than the D.C. sniper, it must be something in the water in the DNC, in the what do they call it, that area with Virginia and Maryland and the MVD, whatever they call it. It must be something in the water. At the D.C. sniper, you got this guy blowing up stuff, trying to blow up stuff. Like what exactly is happening? And so the question I have is he going to get a fair trial? Because, you know, every time somebody does something and it's a crime, regardless of whether or not somebody's injured or not, and they're black, oh, my God, they're a mastermind. They're dangerous. They're a danger to society. Lock them up. Because, you know, everybody that's white is mentally ill. Oh, it's got to be mental illness. They're doing bad in their grades. It's mental illness. They're walking in a straight line but took one step to the left. It's mental illness. They committed a crime, mental illness. So is this black man mentally ill? Or will he get a pardon like all the other January 6 people who committed federal felonies? That's my question. I bet under this administration, had he just bombed the DNC, well, not bombed, but placed a pipe bomb there that didn't go off, he would have what? He would have got pardoned right away. Anybody that did anything on that day in Washington, D.C., anybody, everybody, you're automatically pardoned for life. He'd be fine. But he's a black guy. He's a black guy. And everybody we know got pardoned that went to January 6th. Broke in. Well, if you're not like that girl that got killed, broke in. Beat up the cops, beat up federal police officers, tow up the place, tried to go after the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi at the time, did all kind of crazy nonsense for an election. That was pretty straightforward. So here's my question for you, and it's actually my poll question of the day. Now, in order to take it, you have to go into YouTube. You have to log in with your email, and you have to be able to answer it. Now, if you want to do that, you can just go to 1017thetruth.com, click Watch Live, and then you'll go to our YouTube page. You can log in, and then you'll be and just click the subscribe, the notification bell, and then every time we live, you can get it. And you'll be able to take the poll, because my poll question is, should the pipe bomber receive a pardon from Donald Trump? Yes or no? Yes or no? And toward the end of the show, we'll take a look at it. But should the pipe bomber receive a pardon? Yes or no? Everybody else did. All the white people that was at January 6th. All the black people that got arrested. They got a pass. Hey, you get a pass. Now, had this same guy, Brian Cole Jr., committed a financial crime, he would have got off easy. Because he committed a white crime. Oh, you got a gun? Jail. Forever. Still $400 million? Fine. It depends on who you're friends with. A pardon. And you pardon everybody else with January 6th. Should the pipe bomber, Brian Cole Jr., receive a pardon from Donald Trump?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So what song is this from? Listen to it. Turn it up. Turn it up.
Spill fast through the city, play Monopoly with real cash. Me and Biggie and the models be shaking Nate Sadiq.
You have no idea what that be. Something you can't got what to the see melody is from. Sad.
Why you had to kill it?
Sad. Absolutely sad. So it's just a reminder, yes, because it's Pop Off Friday. It's just a reminder that your generation has. Like, don't create nothing new. Create something new. Why is that so hard? I don't understand. Everything I hear, oh, that's a good beat. Let's steal that. Come on. Come on.
I mean, most of these beats start with the same kind of chords and kind of tempo, though. They just might add a different synth on it or something, or a guitar or any type of background noise on it. That's really what music is nowadays. It's sampling off of what was created in past generations.
Are you serious?
As a heart attack.
That's pitiful. That's pitiful. I know I complain a lot, but it's Pop Off Friday. It's Pop Off Friday, and I I don't get it. Can't y'all do anything original? Or am I just complaining? 833-212-1017 is the number. Sounds familiar. I know you don't know who it is. Sad. Can't even come up with your own music. Renee and Angela. Kind of a one-hit wonder. That he made a song, it was great, and then it was gone. Wow. Carolyn, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I'm fine, Dr. Ken, and it's Miss Carolyn. Thank you much. Please.
It's what?
It's Miss Carolyn.
Well, I don't see Miss Carolyn. I just see Carolyn. Sorry. Miss Carolyn. What does that even do? Like, what's the having to have Miss in front of your first name?
Because you're putting a handle on it, okay? Like, if you call me the B word, just make sure you put a Miss on it, okay?
I would rather call you by your last name and call you Miss and just be formal. But that's just me.
No, we're not going to be formal.
But see, that's why society has broken down, because people call adults, children call adults by their first name and act like if they put Miss in front of it, that makes it okay. And I'm like, no. Somebody say, hey, Mr. Ken. I'm like, no, it's not even Mr. Ken or Dr. Ken. It's Mr. Harris, because you are a child. But anyway, I digress.
No children call me by my first name. Okay. They call me Miss Neely, or they call me Auntie, because most of them, I am their aunt. But my pop-off is I'm just grueling on this story about this 12-year-old. I work in human services, mm-hmm. and it's like, okay, are you really stupid and you can't read the room? It's clear that baby is being abused. And so now you talking about, oh, we might going to charge her. No, you need to be charging those adults. It's like, are you freaking insane? The baby takes her brother and leaves, and it's clear she's not abducting him because he's her brother.
Right.
And she's telling y'all she don't want to go back there, but you're going to take her back there? And now she sits in jail. What about them adults that she lived with that she was clearly running from? I'm like, this is how they do these kids. And that's how these kids get in the system and end up getting murdered because they end up sending them back to their abusers. It's like, oh, my goodness, I can't take this.
But you also know if a white girl did it, she'd be a hero.
Oh, yes, she was saving her baby brother. Yeah. Yes, he was in danger. No, oh, my goodness. I'm glad that the family is involved. Tori had him on his show, and they came in and spoke. So it's clear that something is going on with them guardians that them babies was running away from and stuff. And the Child Protective Service better get on their job, or they're going to have another lawsuit on them and stuff. They done already lost some kids over the years that then caused them some lawsuits. I know they can't afford to have no more. Whew, Lord Jesus.
I like
you
how
write
the story...
about the young people and they...
go on.
I was saying you write about the young folks and their music. They have no ideas. They have no... they have no...
no creativity.
They just grip off the old songs and stuff, and then they be like, "Oh, this is jamming." Of course it is. It was jamming back then.
Yep.
What did you think? You were going to make it jam harder?
Well,
yeah, that's crazy.
Well, they stole our clothes. They still think they invented the internet and social media. So, I mean, why not steal your music too?
And you're right, because, okay, they run around talking about, oh, Chuck Taylor. No, they're called Converse, okay?
Yep.
We don't care who made them.
Yep.
They're called Converse. And it's like, okay, all of our clothes are coming back. I'm like you, Dr. Ken. I buy stuff that I know is going to last because I'm going to keep wearing it. I'm wearing some of the clothes that I was wearing when my kids were little, and my
yep.
kids are in their upper 30s.
Yep.
So, no, poor young folks, if this is what's leading our country, we're doomed. Bye, Dr. Kidd. Have a good weekend.
Bye, you too. 833-212-1017 is the number. That one guy, are you at work?
I just got off not too long ago. Good afternoon, Dr. Kidd.
Yeah, because wasn't no snow today, so you wasn't making that good overtime, huh?
We might get snow late tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Little head there.
Yep.
So, but yeah, man. I was doing my Christmas shopping around downtown. Stopped at Grand Avenue this morning to get some coffee.
Uh-huh.
Got to weigh eyes on Sherwin-Williams for the first time.
Really?
But anyways, just for a second. I'm not going to stalk him.
Did you need sunglasses? Did you need sunglasses after you saw him? It hurt your eyes.
I just stared at him for like 10 seconds, but I had stuff to do. But I went to that little store nearby. What store is that? I forgot the name of that store. I think it's Kohl's.
Yep.
Stopped
yep.
at Kohl's.
Yep.
Find nothing good. But anyway, it's one of my stories.
Wait a minute. You couldn't find nothing. You couldn't find nothing good at Kohl's?
Nothing good enough for my taste. I do buy stuff from there now and then, but but my point of the story is that the times I saw the hop, there was not a single person inside of that. Maybe I saw one person. Maybe I
that
saw
was
it
probably
like four
the,
times.
That was probably the driver.
But I like to think I saw one person, but maybe it was my imagination.
You was hoping to see one person, so you just you got delirious. That must be a person.
But the time that I did see it, there was like six cars behind it because he was stopping for the ghost at the little bus stops they have for it.
Yeah.
Who just stacks up cars behind it and it. Who's it? Who's riding it? Nobody.
Nobody.
Waste of money. Nobody.
It's unfortunate.
But, yeah, man. How you been doing?
I've been hanging in there. I'm glad it's Friday.
Sweet.
I'm glad it's Friday.
It is Friday, isn't it? It feels like January too. It feels pretty cold though.
Yeah, it got cold pretty fast. I usually expect this around January, and we already got hit. So, yeah, I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens then.
Yes, we will.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Dr. Ken.
All right. Take care.
Take care of you too.
I'm not looking for. I had to call, be like, "Hey, y'all, can y'all come pick up my garbage? Like, y'all was supposed to pick it up Monday. You didn't pick it up." Supposed to pick it up last week. You didn't pick it up. And now I need my garbage picked up. They say a Wednesday, and they didn't pick it up. I'm like, so what are we doing? I even got the text. Hey, we're going to be coming to pick up your garbage. Be ready. Okay, set my can out. I just knew it. And so usually I can look at other people because the people across the alley from me always, their garbage is always overflowing. I'm like, did my garbage? And then I remember, when it was a house full of people, you know, everybody in your family was there, it was overflowing. And I refused to pay for an extra can. That's just, hey, you got to pay an extra however many dollars a month to have somebody pick up garbage. What? It got so bad. I said, if somebody don't pick up my garbage, I am going to put it in my car and drive it to the dump. Like, that's how bad it was. It's ridiculous. So I'm ready to give up. Maybe I should do like everybody else, just throw it in the street. What does everybody do anyway? I figure you throw garbage out of your car, right? I should just throw it out of my alley. Just toss it. Is that yours? No, it's not mine. By the way, we have a poll question of the day. Should the pipe bomber, the January 6th pipe bomber, who left a bomb at the RNC and the DNC headquarters in Washington, D.C., the place with 95 federal law enforcement agencies, Metro Police, and cameras everywhere, but I'm gonna just put it over there. Just pretend like it's not there, but just put it there. So that's our poll question. Should the pipe bomber receive a pardon from President Trump? Here's the ironic thing. All the votes that are coming in, it's been set at what it's set at the entire time, 50%. 50% say yes, 50% say no. So my question is, why can't he get a pardon like everybody else? Nobody died. Nobody got killed. Nobody got hurt. White folks almost tore up the Capitol and tried to overthrow the government. And they got pardoned. I think they need to pardon him too. Give a brother a break. Why not? 833-212-1017 is the number. Anything you got to pop off about, you could do it right here. Give me a call or hit me on the talking text or the YouTube chat. Hey, when we come back, a 70-year anniversary is today. Don't look it up and don't use Google. Come on now. Can you guess what it is?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Absolutely sad. Absolutely sad. Everything's remade. If I change the lyrics, they won't notice it. Yeah, we could just do that. Okay. Absolutely sad. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Let me check this talking. Wow, we still at... All right, 55% say no, 45% say yes. Should the pipe bomber receive a pardon from Donald Trump? I'll be interested how that poll, because it's been neck and neck. Hey, Dr. Ken, I got snacks. Who wants some? Hey, Lucretia, yeah, that's not fair. That is not fair. Melody said it's too soon for me to decide on a pardon. Why? I would like to see evidence. We don't need evidence. We got evidence of people breaking into a federal building, beating up cops. One of them got killed, sitting in the chair for the Speaker of the House, all of that. And they got pardoned. And you don't have a, whether you have a problem with it or not, you shouldn't have a problem with this guy getting off. B Breeze said, true melody, but just because, call me and I agree to help. Okay. Essie, you crazy. So, yeah, that was Dimitri, that was Renee and Angela, wasn't it? Yep. It's crazy. I'm just scrolling through. R.N. Kwanda said, "Dr. Ken, you bougie. Don't be like the rest. Just send a text for your garbage." No, I called my alderman and said, "Hey, dude, handle this." See, that's how you do it. You give your alderman power. Right? You got a problem with We Energies? Call your alderman. Say, "Hey, alderman, this company in Milwaukee isn't doing something." You know, Northwestern Mutual. I'm just throwing the names out. They haven't done anything. You know, they haven't done anything. Can you talk to them? And then they'll talk on your behalf. That gives them power. Right? That's what I'm saying. Y'all got to learn that. Y'all also need to tell NYGP to stop playing songs that young folks make that are remakes with somebody else's music. But that's okay. That's all right. That's okay. George say he black, he ain't getting nothing. Absolutely nothing. Wow. I ain't mad at you, though. Because they're not. They're not getting a thing. You're going to get. So, December 5th, 2025 marks the 70th anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott, a pivotal event in the civil rights movement that started December 5th, 1955, after Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat, leading to 381 days, over a year, of sustained nonviolent protests and economic pressure that ended bus segregation in Montgomery, Alabama. This comes from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Celebrations and reflections are happening, and it's highlighting its legacy and inspiring modern activism. But I ask you this question. Would this work today in Milwaukee? Oh, that's right. We don't have enough buses running anyway, so if they don't. How do you boycott something you avoid because it costs too much? But it would this work today? Would a boycott like this actually work? Or better still, what kind of action would actually work in Milwaukee to get people to wake up, to get the mayor, the county executive, the common council, the board of supervisors for the county? What will get them to wake up? The governor, the Republican-led legislature. What could we do in Milwaukee other than shooting the place up and killing people, robbing people, driving crazy? What can get them to wake up? The legislature has never made a law that was positive for Milwaukee. They've always made laws that were negative towards Milwaukee. And I'm going to be talking about the governor later in hour two for some stuff he did. But what type of action do we need in Milwaukee to wake up the world? 833-212-1017. What type of action, what type of thing can we get when people say, "Hey, we're not going to fix that"? Because you know what happens, right? Instead of going after the entity that you're after, you need to go after something that's important to them. And when you do that, one of the Pastor Jamal Bryant, one of the reasons why his boycott against Target was so powerful is that he just went after their bottom line. But then he started going after people who supported Target, and they stopped. Then Target woke up, if I have my facts correct. But at some point, and we'll get into it after the top of the hour, before I do my top five at five, what can we do in Milwaukee? What do we need to do it for? In order to stop things or start things in Milwaukee, we need to push in a place that hurts. I'm not talking about physical injury. I'm not talking about property damage. I'm talking about doing something that will impact the city so they wake up and change. Top five at five, and your call up next.